I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
On our second day in London, I interviewed Mary Collins. Mary's mother, Angela Collins, spent 27 years in the Magdalen Laundry located at Peacock Lane in Cork. Her sister also spent time in a Magdalen Laundry in Sunday's Well in Cork, and Mary herself spent time in the industrial school. I want to give you an idea of how families were separated by both the Catholic Church and the state. And I wanted to show you the impact that that had on Mary and subsequently the lives of her family.
I've known the Magdalen women since I was about 7 years of age, where I used to have to visit the home to see my mother. So I've had it very, very hard to talk about it. I've blocked a lot of it out. I try not to think about it. I've got my own way of coping about it. I have the redress statement, and I find this is the only way I can speak today. And I feel for me to go back and try and remember it, I think I'll become very, very angry and depressed. So I think it's easier if I read part of my statement out, which acknowledges my mother and acknowledges the whole situation. Otherwise, I don't think I could do this today to kind of let you know how the Magdalen women, how I see the Magdalen women and how they were treated. My name is Mary Collins. I was born on the 13th of July, 1960, in Carrisavine in County Kerry. My mother was Angela Collins. She had three children and I was the middle of one. My eldest sister went to the Good Shepherds in Cork, and sadly, she took her own life when she was 27. My younger sister was 16 months younger than me, and she was adopted, but we aren't in touch now. Sadly for her, her adopted parents died when she was young. In 1962, the district court decided that I had to be sent to Cove and my mother sent to St. Vincent's in Cork. She would spend 27 years in that place. My mother was not married, and I believed that was considered to be a serious matter and that she had children without being married. My mother was 16 years of age when she had her first child by her sister's husband, and then she had me. I felt alone that I had this secret and I had a mother. The thought of going to see my mother actually scared me. I had no feeling about her, as I didn't know what a mother was. I left the home for the first time with this matron. Her name was Bernadette Keough. She scared me, and she was physically and mentally abusing me. I never talked to her because I wasn't allowed to speak to her. Once out of the home and on the train, Bernadette Keough kicked me. I was miserable while on the train. The train stopped in Cork and we walked down the town and got the number 2 bus to St. Mary's Road. Bernadette Keough walked in front of me. I followed her. I was going up to a big building with holy statues outside. Bernadette Keough ran the door. A nun answered. I was sent into this room with a big round table and 4 chairs in a big clock on the wall. It was very cold. It took ages for my mother to come. I sat in silence waiting for her. I could hear her heavy walking in the hallway as she came down it. The door opened and it was Sister Ursula and my mother and a friend of my mother's, Mary Ellen. My mother kept her eyes on the floor and said hello in a husky voice. She sat down and did Mary Ellen, and nobody talked. My mother was staring at the table. She couldn't look at me. I didn't like the look of her eyes. They were sunk in and her movements were slow. The matron, Bernadette Keough, was kicking me under the table. She gave me an awful look. She was saying, talk to your mother. I couldn't. I didn't know how I was to talk to her, as I was never allowed to talk to adults in the children's home. I sat there for a long time, not understanding what I was to do and how I was to react. It was time to leave. My mother stood at the door and said goodbye. I was happy it was all over. The matron never spoke to me all the way back. She had no expression on her face. When the matron got me back into the home, she marched me in, hitting my head, throwing me to the ground. She brought me into the dressing area, stripped me naked. I was struggling when she was hitting me, so she grabbed me and laid me down naked, and I was screaming because she was hurting and stretching my hands behind my back. She called the big girls in to hold me down. They got pillows put over my head so she couldn't hear my screaming. I was saying, "Bernadette, I'm so sorry, I won't do it anymore." I never knew what I did. She kept telling me I was like my mother. I remember giving up, lying there and not being able to breathe. When she had finished the bee, she threw me off the table. My body hurt. I wanted to sleep. I couldn't walk. She got the big girls to lift me outside to the coal house. That is where the black cat stayed. I felt cold there and all alone. She closed the door and locked it. I fell asleep. She came back when it was dark and made me go to bed. All the other children was asleep. My little body hurt. My time in the home was full of fear. A lot of the children got beatings for being there. I was getting beaten because of my mother. I would be asleep and taken from my bed for snoring and stripped naked. This stretched me across the table in the washroom, pillows put over my head, and the big girls held me down as Bernadette beat me. She used to hit me hard at my front and bottom. This was never done unless I was naked. Bernadette Keogh always used to pour pots of urine over my head that we used to go to the toilet at night. I was asleep when this happened. This is because of my snoring, and when I woke up, she reminded me I was dirty and I would turn out like my mother. I could only think she didn't like the look of my mother when she met her, because she really seemed to hate me after that meeting. While I was on my own in the room, I used to watch the birds and would make different shapes for the trees. The birds were so calm, I used to wish I was a bird. I would hear the other children playing outside or long to be playing with them. On my first Holy Communion, I made it with three other girls. I remember the matron pushing me down the stairs before I went to church in my communion dress. I never remember what day I wasn't beaten. Bernadette Crickhill was always doing something to me. She would cut my nails and toenails very far back and they would bleed. This was very sore. My front tooth was broken by Bernadette Keogh. I had my face hit off sinks when washing my hair. I had my face pushed to the desk with force. I used to have nosebleeds because of this. This happened every day at school. I never knew my mother in any way other than someone I got abused over. Bernadette Keogh used to cut my hair above my ears and she was rough with the scissors on my neck. She never treated me with any kindness. There were times when she would try and push me down in the bath. But I was very frightened. I had to wear the same pants for a whole week, and if it was dirty, she would make me wear it over my head. I changed my pants the same night as I had a bath. I lost my name in the home. I was number 5. I knew my name was Mary because they used it in the school. Bernadette Keogh used to make me get into a very hot bath. My feet.